Blog Talk Radio.
Radio with your host, Tad Cole and Gil G.
I'm in the middle of watching Ice Cube Theater. It's, you know, it's the season finale. So what am we going to If I Was a Serial Killer?
If I was a serial killer, they would find all my victims' heads in funky-ass gas station toilets. And if I was a serial killer, I would be strange and deranged, and I would cut off and smoke all of their hair. And if I was a serial killer, I would sleep on broken glass and thumbtacks. And I would smoke mad crack.
First thing I would do would be to kill a couple hotties. They'd always get some mustard up, decapitated bodies. Dumped on state police law just before dawn to let them know my ritual had begun. I crack a 40 with the devil, tell him dig me a hole, cause I'm coming when I die and tell that I'm in control. This is if I was a serial killer, and though I ain't, but if I was, I'd do my walls of blood red with blood paint. As if I was a serial killer, and though I ain't, but if I was, I'd never stop, because I know that I can.
If I was a serial killer, I would drive a black van, and I would ride around the college campus. And if I was a serial killer,
my lights off, this time I'm here to say I'm wearing human bones around my neck and have my ceremony. They go back upstairs and microwave some macaroni. You know it's all up in my trunk, so don't ask me to pop it. Once I get out to my cabin, then I'll finally unlock it. This is if I was a serial killer, and no I'm not, but if I was, I'd snap a photo once they die on the spot. This is if I was a serial killer, and though I'm not, but if I was, I know that I can't, so I would never stop, never stop, never stop.
And I don't know myself anymore,
and I don't know who I am anymore,
and I don't know who to be anymore,
and I don't know who I am anymore,
and I don't know what to think anymore.
Except
that I am strange and deranged,
and I don't know who I am anymore,
and I will never change.
I wanna run with this.
We got a hard time keeping with you.
would bury all my special projects underneath the garden in my grandmother's backyard. And if I was a serial killer, I would be strange and deranged, and I would rock my hatchet chain.
And we're back. Right now, of course, is a fucking commercial for fucking ICP Theater. Can't stand the commercial, so I'm not gonna fucking talk. But the minute she comes back on, which will probably be about 3, 2, 1. Nope, not one. It's some stupid fucking... Like, I swear, they got retarded shows. Only thing I like on fucking Fuse is ICP Theater, which we're back with that. So here we go. KMK. King's... My bad. King Quick. Sorry.
Now the cotton mouth peeps done did this shit. Now the cotton mouth peeps, y'all just don't stop. Now the cotton mouth peeps done did this deal. Now the cotton mouth peeps, you're fucking sick. Y'all gonna fuck to the back of the stop running mouth, talk shit about the dick. The motherfucking cotton mouth peeps.
Now we done did this shit, and we still do this shit. Y'all need to switch your lips.
Get with the gameplay.
I'm cooking up the dish. Too quick, act like bitches. Y'all wanna get some riches.
Get with the gameplay.
Everybody was fit, but still want some more. Yeah, everybody was slow to grind. Yeah, serve anybody all day. Can you pump? Drive a Tesla service right to my back gate. That's the way I ran my game back in 1228. CBJRNA. What friends did we spun it? Not stop selling nitrous acid, ecstasy, shrimp pills, and a whole lot of pop. Making and spending money, just laughing and acting funny. Don't party, just holding honey.
They call me extra ass. See, I'm the realest, yeah. I'm not that old school bad. Put your whole food to the test. I'm not you out your socks. Run your ass out the stage. I push a major wave. Making plays like when we made.
Hey.
Over the shoulder, I get colder as a pressure mouth.
Hey.
I'm getting older, so I like my green and large amount.
Hey.
I'm self-made. Never wrote on no one's code of this. I'm getting paid.
Then
you run your mouth
and
get
it clear.
Now we done did this shit. And we still do this shit. Y'all need to quit your lips.
Speak to
those two. And Reynolds.
All right, y'all motherfuckers, up next, Psychopathic Riders, Black Truck.
That's right. My motherfucking Black Truck is tough, dog.
As soon as the riders pulled up, motherfucking trouble done showed
up. Don't even try to park near my shit, dog.
I'm in the Black Truck.
What?
I'm in the Black Truck.
Get the rims on that motherfucker.
I'm in the Black Truck. I'm in the Black Truck. I'm in the Black Truck.
Jet black Cadillac growing on them 20-something tall back off the yak Alpine. Set up bumping 4-5 on the side. Tugged by the seat heater. Rolling like a phantom pitch black. So it's hard to see her. You know the color called Texas T. Black SUV. Police chasing me. I push the gas mask fast and it's all she wrote. Last thing they ever seen was the glare of the clear coat.
My black truck's a black tank. Needle buried in the dash. I'm in a high speed car chase. So I mask the gas. The pigs try to cut me off with roadblocks. I'm a rider shoot through the windshield with two blocks. Black truck in a barrel and through. Bullet holes in the south of where police try to shoot. Spike strips in the street, but I dodge them shit. In the night, you're screaming, you'll never catch me, bitch.
Never catch me in a hearse.
I'm in the black truck.
Not in the back of a cop car.
I'm in the black truck.
Or in the back of an ambulance.
I'm in the black truck. I'm in the black truck. I'm in the black truck.
Never catch me in a hearse.
I'm in the black truck.
Not in the back of a cop car.
I'm in the black truck.
Or in the back of an ambulance.
I'm in the black truck. I'm in the black truck. I'm in the black truck.
Leather on the seats, wood grain on the steering wheel, gun metal, black chrome rims, and Pirelli wheels, triple limbo tinted, bulletproof base coming through with the M16 mining to the sunroof. Freezing everything, fucking with Mad Mike. My shit is so nice, got him looking for advice. The riders stay shining and stunning in the black truck gunning. My bedoos say goodbye to your woman.
My black truck come equipped with some mud ducks and packed front to back inside the side with six crooks. With six magic gats all pointed at your face. Smoked out windows and out of state license plates. Magic gats and I'm bound to hit some wheelies. I swear to God my truck look like it's wearing Heelys. 28's got me Tokyo drifting over ponds. Monster trucking over your bitch ass. It's on.
Never see me getting towed.
I'm in the black truck.
Or peddling on the TSV.
I'm in the black truck.
Or riding on the smart bus.
I'm in the black truck. I'm in the black truck. I'm in the black truck.
Never see me getting towed.
I'm in the black truck.
Or peddling on the TSV.
I'm in the black truck.
Or riding on the smart bus.
I'm in the black truck. I'm in the black truck. I'm in the black truck.
In my own black truck, I ride from post to post. Motherfuckers' faces drop like they peeping a ghost. I keep in dress on shoes with alligator skin seats. No space left in the back. All beat. Black with the chrome grill, exotic cherry oak dash. Hydraulics drop the ass, bullet holes in the glass. I'm a rider in a black truck, exchanging fire with my own reflection in the window at the intersection.
You can see my motherfucking windshield's cracked. And my two left tires both sitting on the back. But I still keep mashing with my homie way back. On the run from them cops in my truck, all black. You know my mall strapped, ready for battle. I make that motherfucker bumble with my truck on rattle. I got to watch your face crumble while that ass gets paddled. Black truck worth a bundle, bought it, sold it in Seattle.
Never catch me in a hearse.
I'm in the black truck.
Not in the back of a cop car.
I'm in the black truck.
Or in the back of an ambulance.
I'm in the black truck. I'm in the black truck. I'm in the black truck.
Never catch me in a hearse.
I'm in the black truck.
Not in the back of a cop car.
I'm in the black truck.
Or in the back of an ambulance.
I'm in the black truck. I'm in the black truck. I'm in the black truck.
Alright, I'll be back. Now, of course, you know, the show love, not just Psychopathic and Strange and Subnoise. You know, fucking Juggalo Rider, you know, yeah, we Juggalos, yeah, we love our fucking Psychopathic, yeah, we love our Strange and our Subnoise, but yo, me, I've said this time and time again, before being a Juggalo, I was a metalhead, and I'm still stuck to that. I'm still a fucking big time metalhead. So I think up next we need to go with some motherfucking Power Man 5000 when worlds collide.
Total control. Now if you're in it,
All right, yo, we back. Still fucking watching I Could Be There, so that's got to go over the next track just because we're back to this shit already. And while I'm getting a hold of a track for my boy Angel, here we go, Messiah by Dense Living Status.
I'm anti-war like John Lennon in the 70s. Dead celebs, the movement, you're the student.
It's time to change the world, kid.
Here's the blueprint. Something smells like teen spirit. Like the ghost of Kurt Cobain wrote these lyrics. And forced America to listen. With a million angry misfits screaming, fuck the system. I'm the pain in Axl Rose's diary. That's why an appetite for destruction lives inside of me. I'm not your typical lyricist. Acting gangster and selling on appearances. They need to take a musicology class. So thank God their prince has finally come back. To save us from the whack water down free sideshow. I'm the anti-American teen idol.
Changing music into a different person. I took his face and changed it, replaced it surgically, verbally gave it a facelift. Now it's some new shit, we call it blood music, but there's celeb bands who can relate to it. So let the games begin. You either turn with the world or you watch it spin. If your dreams were stolen by a liar, then steal it back like your name was Winona Ryder. Don't be afraid, be stronger, divide and conquer. Come out swinging like Ozfest concerts. Time's up, I'm calling you to rise up. No, walking blind with eyes shut. Find a message hidden in these chapters. Like Black Sabbath records playing backwards.
Move out the way when I'm passing through.
My God,
head to the front and the back of you.
My God.
Tech Nine featuring Head P and Cottonmouth King. I am everything.
11371, I'm a brung the gun. To this world and every sense is a ton to fun. Leave the bitches done, off in they lungs I come. Tell the sun, give it a slap on the buns and run. I got money made, give me dummy day. Make a honey drain, a funny thing, a dummy thing. All I want is sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Rapping liquor, flocking hoes. Got the drop and a lock and load. Haters can fuck off. Flee with your tough talk.
and they love it. How I'm reveling rugged. If it ain't about the way that I can clutch and duck it, motherfuck it.
Okay, I guess he's not with us. So, let's go with another track. I say Moonshine Bandits featuring Colt Ford and Big B.
Outlaw shit, and they can't stand it. 2000.
jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaws, give me two shots. I need the radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm over 1% patches on the leather vest. And every outlaw biker that I met on the west, I'll probably never see the Opry. If I did, I'd laugh. I'd probably break some long necks, then go out like cash. They bump me in the prison, Tracy and San Quentin. You can blame the fast living or the whiskey and women. Radio don't need to love me, but they need to respect it. I'm here to pick the pieces up where Bob Rock left it. I've done a few shows where the sheriff won't go, and some of those shows were with David Allen Coe. I'm at the motel sleeping, the truck stop eating, a different dive bar drinking every other weekend. Like a trucker driving 18, I only slept two. My neck stays red and my collar stays blue. Hate three knows me and Shooter does too. If you don't like them, then I don't like you.
I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaws. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops.
Let me get that mic one time. I'll show you how a southern boy does it. And pour another round for my moonshine cousins. My toast to the west. Cold forward, people all aboard. This the midnight rider. Call me baby Bo Sleepers. For truckers and 1%ers, I'm the southern representative. The midnight rider, a shotgun shooter, real bad motherfucker. I'm the liquor store looter. Any way you want it, I can give it to you, baby. If you work it just right, maybe you can get the gravy. Damn, Katy Perry is right. This Cali girl need to come to the south and see that southern swirl. I'm a mud digging, frog gigging, blue collar man. Love Waylon Jennings, Skinner, and Uncle Sam. What you see is what you get. That's all that I am. If you don't like that, I don't give a damn, cause I'm a
whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
Alright, I think up next, what we're gonna play, I think Godsmack, whatever.
I don't need you.
All right, y'all, we back. Check it out. Up next, you know, I know this ain't, you know, typical JRR type music, but you know what? Fuck it. You know, this band, fucking dope, like, you know, fucking Addie of Halloween, she's fucking amazing. And JRR fucking backs them 100%. So here we go. This is Halloween with Sometimes. Coming with old school House of Crazies, The Mask Remix.
Off I go to get a mask on my fucking face. The 31st fills my heart with joy and pain. Walk to the costume store to get a mask that fits. Ain't just a bitch of cold, so I start to panic shit. Look in the glass at the mask I had a dream about. A face of a man called the ROC from the House of Crazies, a rap group. He's a fucking loser, a psycho runner, a myth. Happy that he's still alive. I raise the glass and the bombs on the foot to pick up the fucking mask. I'm getting more than catch me with it. It's only good I have the habit of sitting there and walk around with the fucking mask. Like him, take me home so much power. As you can see, I want to see him so I can really see what he sees. I don't need to do without his fingers. I can't. I shoot the ball with a long arm. That means that I'm fast enough. What the fuck? Who can I trust? I can't go see the kid. So I'll go into my woman's.
up on the beat, even if it's long. So I will see creep down the street, feeding for a disguise. But still I know who I am, is the devil's eyes. Rise, all the souls of the chosen few. I spot a mask on the grave, what should I do? So when I'm dead, tricked by the man, why did he cheat me? What was his name? Oh yeah, so creepy. Name of my mask is a reality. Flaming the night with the pawn, taking my sanity. 6 feet, a dirty hole, it's a resting spot. Nobody gets the mask that I got. Taking it off, it won't come off straight. Wait, I think I got it.
Yeah, we back. And 801, if you want to talk, press 1. But I think up next we'll go with my boy Ghetto G. You know, he ain't here yet. I say we go with, see here, I don't know, maybe, I'm Ready for War. Come on, Burn the Hate.
Warning. 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 Warning.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following story is based on true events.
I was always the one in groups no one ever knew. I'm rising from the shadows, nothing you can do. I keep being real, I don't need no stupid gimmick. Fed up with the radio, it all makes me sick. You making songs is just a damn waste. I'll show you talent, come and get you a taste. When it comes to rhyming, that shit's out the door. I won't be centered in no Walmart store. I be like a lion, cause I am a beast. I'm that dumb white boy coming from the east. At the start, beating good pussy for a feast. You just disgusting, molesting kids like a priest. Look at your lame ass, your swag's on broke. Only getting laid with the Facebook post. I'm on a mission, I hope you feel my campaign. I'm here to get music popping like some champagne. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear. Singing all this shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war. Come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me if you can relate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear. Saying all this shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war. Come on, bring the hate. Name's Ghetto G, but I'm not from the hood. No one even gets me, I'm just misunderstood. It's undeniable, I got skills, but people still hate. No one give me a shot, I could be something great. I got that driving ambition, that'll take me far. I'm not going anywhere, I'm long-term like a star. This world's dead war, that's why I'm dropping bombs. Hate that they glorify the ghetto and teen moms. Tired of wasting time on people who can't lay a decent track. I don't trust anyone, cause no one got my back. No matter what you think, bitch, I will not surrender. You're a faker, rip off, you'll never be anything better. Hey, drum, you crying in your clutch, you have a meltdown. You'll never be like fat, you get the thumbs down. You hate everyone, cause you really hate yourself. Go back to your dungeon, do something else. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ears, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no mistake. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no mistake. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no mistake. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate.
Yo, up next, fucking Exes. Yo, I haven't heard these motherfuckers in a while. Now, this, of course, yo, this used to be one of my favorite tracks, but this is, of course, My Goddess.
Yeah.
right up next.
I say we go with Pop Lump featuring KMK, Stoner Bitch. Up next, shit, Little White, Judge Roll, Twisted, one of them days.
Whoa. go to this warehouse, man, this job, I swear I wanna leave. I work my ass off to get a couple of $100 a week. After bills, pills, beer, and weed, I ain't got money to eat. So I follow my boss right to his house, and I put this pistol in his mouth. Robbed him and told him I'd kill his kids if he ever made a fucking sound. Went to work the next day with a smile, tossing boxes like nothing happened. I don't give a fuck, I'm out this bitch soon as I make it rapping. Don't believe, bitch, wait and see. One day you'll be a memory. Every time you see my CD, bitch, you will remember me.
Running late, just to tell the boss when I'm on my way. I can't get fired today. Man, I'm broke, I'm fucked up. Only got a couple dollars, but I'm hungry, I'm hungover. Guess I'll go right to McDonald's. And the line so long that it pissed me off a little bit. I want a McGriddle with some sausage in the middle. I pull out of the drive-thru, I don't wanna go to work. Hit a turn and spill some fucking orange juice up on my shirt. Man, my boss man is a jerk. My old lady's tripping too. She's always nagging and bitching about the shit that I don't do. Told me that I'm white trash. Now I'll never take out the trash. But the way I feel today, you can kiss my ass. Talk.
My boss man been tripping lately.
I don't give a fuck.
They've all mostly been horror movies.
Yeah.
Where the fuck does 8 Mile fit into fucking Scary Movie 3?
Like I said, man, just movies in general, man. They're not all scary movies.
Just saying, man. Like, I've been trying to figure out where the fuck it fit in.
I don't know, man. It's also a comedy, man. You gotta think about that.
Hey, Friday the 13th.
OMG! Person on the other line.
Huh?
Huh?
What did you just say?
Yes, Friday is Friday the 13th. The day that horrible movie comes out.
The day that she dies.
I hope I die on Friday the 13th. That'd be sick. That'd be cool, dude.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Tomorrow. Oh, never mind. Not tomorrow, but Friday.
Tomorrow is Friday.
Huh?
Tomorrow is verdict. It's already Thursday.
No, not to me. Not yet. I still got another 2 hours till that. It's only Wednesday.
Yeah, get him so tomorrow. So
who the fuck is honking at me? Shut the fuck up. I hate it when people honk at me when I'm walking down the street. Fuck you. God damn.
Anyways. Yeah, get over
there. I'm going to fucking get out of the car like fucking trying to find me or some shit.
You're about to go on mute.
God damn.
Yeah, get over there. So, how do you feel about the fact that the most horrible movie of them all is coming out tomorrow?
What the hell comes out tomorrow?
Insidious 2.
That's right, yeah, a lot of people are going to be afraid of that movie.
Yeah, man, I can see it now. Oh, God, at least 20 or 30 people are going to have a heart attack.
Captain Crunch, shut the hell up.
Yeah, but that movie doesn't even... How the fuck are you afraid of that movie? That movie looks so retarded. The fucking first one was horrible.
Well, I just recently saw the first one. And I didn't watch the entire movie, but from what I saw of it, it was pretty fucking bad.
Yeah. It was horrible, man. It sucked. They decided to make a second one.
Like, why the hell was Darth Maul in that movie, man? And why is he stealing souls and shit?
I have no clue. Why did they even need to put a fucking... make a second one? They better fucking end it off with that one.
I wasn't even quite sure what the hell was going on in that movie anyway.
We're gonna see what the hell is going on with that movie.
Fucking... apparently you have an outer body experience and you look for other souls, and then while you're doing that, you bring back evil souls and you fuck up the world. Like, well, why are you doing that?
I don't think anybody knows. It's an absolutely horrible movie.
People pretty much watch anything, so... then people are in good shape on making money off of it.
That's true.
They're the fucking cops. Fuck, I hate cops. Oh, my God. How am I supposed to get around this one? He's, like, right in my fucking way, and I can't fucking go around.
Well, unless you're, like, prostituting or selling drugs, I think you should be good.
I kind of a little high right now, and I'm kind of, like, just a little bit tipsy. But...
well, how the hell do they know that? Unless you're stumbling down the street or something, they're not going to bother
you. With a suitcase?
Why do you have a suitcase?
Let's just say I had some of my stuff over at my friend's house.
Do none of your friends have cars?
They do.
Well, why don't somebody pick you up or something?
Because they're all asleep.
Who the fuck's asleep right now?
A lot of people.
Ain't nobody I know asleep right now.
Hell nah.
Shit, man, right now is usually when at night you just get started.
Yeah, normally. Not for her. For her, her friends are all fucking asleep. So how did that all her friends are asleep?
Yeah, because they all have work and school.
Work? What the hell is that?
What work?
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Work? Like, a job?
Exactly, what's that? It's like a foreign language.
I can tell. And some of them have college.
Well, if they're in college, I highly doubt they're in bed or asleep by now.
Well, all the
people I see,
all the people I see that are in college can't even spell college.
Hey, I can, and I'm in college.
So there's my point. You're in college, and you ain't asleep.
Yeah, I have to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning to make it to freaking school.
Like I said, I doubt half your all your friends are asleep by now.
Most of them are. See, if it was a Friday night, fuck that. Nobody would be asleep yet. Out here in Ogden. Well, plus, nobody likes driving around in Ogden at night. Want to know why? Because the cops out here are bitches.
How
the bitches are
with
them? Actually, a police officer got shot earlier today out here.
Okay. They weren't supposed to care why.
Huh?
And we're supposed to care why?
Yeah, man. Fucking cops are always getting gunned down, and we're just supposed to care. After they harass us for absolutely nothing, and then they get shot, and everybody's like, "Ooh, no."
I walked past him, and I got like almost a block away, and I was like, he. He's not parked anymore. He's now driving down the street. Shit. I fucking hate cops, okay? Obviously.
Again, I think you should be safe. You know, it's not like they know that you're fucking high or tips.
How many times we gotta say this, man?
I am high.
Sorry, you're breaking up. You're breaking up. We can't hear you.
I know, because it's windy as fuck.
Where's the X button? We can't hear you.
Because it's windy.
There we go.
You get 5 minutes in the box for being windy.
Such a shitty connection we have with her.
I know, right? Think about it. Who really? I mean, like, unless you're gonna yell to the world that you're high, then again, I don't think anybody's gonna give a fuck. They're legalized by now.
What the hell? Does your mouth dream about a flying Big Mac coming to you?
Nope.
That's what McDonald's seems to think.
Yeah, well, McDonald's is fucking retarded. There ain't no way in hell I'm dreaming about a Big Mac flying towards my mouth.
You probably do dream about food. You just don't want to tell me.
Oh, I mean, like I said last night, like I said, I dreamed of a fucking rhino fucking goring Roman Reigns off of a cliff. Best dream of my life.
Is that all that happened?
Oh, I think it would have been even better, if all the Roman Reigns had to go spear somebody, they stepped aside and he just fell off the cliff that way.
Well, yeah. Or somebody could just teach him more than one move.
Yeah. I don't see that happening ever. But, I don't know, man. So let's see what's going to happen on SmackDown tomorrow night. Let's see what kind of matches they got going on.
Probably going to have the main event on there, as they're going to have on the pay-per-view on Sunday.
I hope not.
It's going to be Del Rio versus RVD. And then on Sunday, it's going to be Del Rio versus RVD.
Yeah, again, I hope not.
They did that before the last pay-per-view.
Yeah, I know. Well, I said I hope not. Let's see. Oh, great. It's going to be a fucking... Yay, he's going to be a crybaby again. So apparently, Fish was going to get suspended on SmackDown.
Oh, yeah, who's he gonna punch?
Let's see. Big Show opens this weekend. Big Show, SmackDown, he has to apologize for his behavior on Monday to Triple H for not doing a simple job. He has to apologize to the WWE Universe for not doing his job and laying them down. Triple H interrupts to a big reaction. Triple H explains to Show how a business is ran. Asshole and what? Chance are allowed. Triple H suspends Big Show for a night without pay. And says, Big Show is broke, so it's a big deal to him. The Shield interrupts, and then Big Show starts beating the shit out of the Shield until Roman Reigns comes in with a steel chair, and then they hit the fucking triple power bomb. Here's something that nobody wants to see ever in their fucking life. Michael Cole will be doing an interview with Curtis Axel and Paul Heyman.
Oh, God.
Let's see. Alicia Fox, Layla, and I almost go to Arkansas, but Oksana.
Arkansas. Oksana.
Yeah, Oksana. Versus Naomi, Natalya, and Brie. Didn't we just see it on fucking Monday? What the fuck? AJ comes out.
Of course.
AJ's on commentary again.
Of course. We just saw this Monday.
Yep. AJ does a run-in as Natalya goes for a sharpshooter. Somehow it's a DQ win for Layla. Arkansas. Yeah, Oksana. If what the fuck did I call her Arkansas for?
I don't fucking know.
Dude, like, how bad would it be if Oksana came on, you know, and they announced her as Arkansas, not Oksana?
Well, in TNA, man, Chrissy had me fucked up who was coming out one time.
Well, yeah, that's true. Great, here we go. Dean Ambrose versus Dolph Ziggler.
Ooh.
Vicky Guerrero comes out to cut a promo.
Maybe they're going to make that title match.
And I hope so. Apparently R-Truth and Fandango. Fandango! I'm going to have a dance competition.
Didn't we already see that once before?
Yes. And now we're going to have another one.
Why? Why do they insist that we want to see dance things?
Wait. What the fuck? No. But, okay, so it looks like The Miz is going to come out wearing a big afro and call himself The Mizco Inferno. He says, it's not a dance contest without the most must-see superstar of all time,
And then the great Khali comes out to join the competition.
Oh, my God. My goodness, terrible.
The Miz does his own version of twerking with R-Truth and get him on.
Oh, my God, no. No.
Wait, it's getting better. Everyone dances with Khali except for Fandango and Summer Rae. The Miz apparently wins the competition.
It's probably the gayest thing I've ever heard.
See, Fandango says that they're all a disgrace to the dancing and then gets knocked out of the ring. They bring the Divas back out to reshoot the brawl from earlier. It's Naomi, Natalya, and Brie beating down AJ. Oh, great. Ryback is a goddamn fucking segment. See, Ryback. Ryback says we don't know his linguistic skills and says he's a great interview. He introduces a skinny man from Ottawa, 6'4", 180 pounds, is what the man tells Ryback. He says he wants to be in the ring with Ryback and get slapped. Ryback says his dream is to beat the holy hell out of people like him.
Out of who?
Apparently the dude that he brings out.
Okay.
What the fuck? Nobody wants to see this match. Ghetto, you're wrong. Well, partially wrong anyways. Anyway, Big Girl is back in and she says, Ricardo Rodriguez will not be in RVD's corner at Night of Champions because Vicky fears for his safety. Yeah. So Vicky sets up Ricardo versus Alberto Del Rio.
Well, that's going to be fucking stupid.
Let's see. Santino Marella versus Damian Sandow. Damian Sandow loses.
Wait, what the hell, man? Don't tell me who wins. What the fuck?
Let's see. Of course, Brandon Cole interviews Paul Heyman and Chris Asshole. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, great. The Shield beats up the Usos and Dolph Ziggler.
Why won't they just let the Usos win? God damn.
And of course, Edge comes out for the cutting edge again. Yep, Daniel Bryan comes out. Edge asks Orton how it feels to be a sellout. Orton says Edge is jealous Orton is a 10-time champion, and Edge is just a talk show host. Edge says Orton forgets he's an 11-time champion. Fucking Edge to spear Orton. And he can't spear anyone. He might break his neck even more. Oh yeah, and by the way, Lillian Garcia can be singing Old Canada.
Fucking A.
Yeah, what's that all about?
That's quite entertaining during that whole interview. We had to hear Yaz say a boot.
Man, I didn't even notice it.
Yeah, he said that word a lot. And it's just funny because the way that Canadians say.
Yeah, yeah, it is. You know, I think it's funny how, you know, now after the interview is all over with, I actually had a question I wanted to ask them.
And what was that?
Why is it they call ham Canadian bacon?
It's a good question.
And I could have sworn ham was just ham, but they call it Canadian bacon. Why is that?
Go ahead and Google it.
I'm going to do that right now. Let's see. Why is ham called Canadian bacon? Let's see. Why is Canadian bacon called bacon when in reality it's just ham? And someone fucking responded with an answer saying, why is American jelly called jelly when in reality it's just jam?
That's not really helping us.
Well, we got one person saying because Canadians are dirty, filthy liars. Apparently it's cured, similar to how bacon's cured. And some dude said because I said so.
Well, that's great.
This isn't really helping anything. It does. The name Cold Dude goes, it's called that because there is so many types. There's many types of bacon. The bacon you know is American bacon, and their bacon is ham. Same animal. That doesn't help anything at all.
No.
Yeah. That's what I say. Canadian bacon is not ham. It's back bacon. It's a different cut of meat than ham. Americans like to call it Canadian bacon for some reason. I don't know why. Chalk it up to ignorance, I guess. If only we had Yaz up on here, you know, to answer this question for us.
Yeah, these brain busters.
Yeah.
So how'd you feel that ICP said that Kesha was a dirty fucking slut?
How do you feel that they said that Snoop Dogg was buried in fucking cocaine?
Well, I don't care about that. Because whenever that video started, man, it's like, who's this dude? That's Elton John.
Yeah, it was funny. But then again, you know, each time they kept going back to the video, I kept staring at her fucking tits.
Like, you bet a bunch of people peed in that pool. See, at least ICP agrees with me that she's dirty and fucking nasty.
Oh, fuck it. This dude is fucking retarded. fucking this dude named Bob goes, because those Canadians are trying to incapacitate us foolish Americans with imitation bacon that will fill our already humongous stomachs until we can't move. Then they will be free to take over the country with no one to stop them. Unfortunately for them, it's not real bacon. It doesn't have the same appeal.
This isn't really helping at all.
But I'm getting dumber and dumber with each of these damn things.
Come on, can't like Wikipedia fucking tell you what the fuck the why it's called it?
I'm just about to go for that one. Yeah, let's go Wikipedia. Wiki answers. Let's find out. Why is ham called Canadian bacon? Let's see. Answer. It is called this simply because we use the same principle of cooking ham the way Canadians did. They call it back bacon, while we refer to the same technique as Canadian bacon. Sometimes it's called Irish bacon.
Does
this answer help your question? No.
Not really.
Let's see. A deep, intriguing question. Bacon comes from hogs and can be cut and cured in a variety of ways. Different countries and cultures cut their bacon in different ways and different parts of the meat.
Well,
doesn't help anything either.
Anyway.
Yeah, I give up. I think I'll just go downstairs in a minute and make me a fucking Canadian bacon and salami and cheese sandwich.
Right.
Let's play a track. I noticed that our guest left. Apparently he logged off.
Off of what?
Facebook.
I see.
Yeah, we had to do Angel Arizari from over the Juggalo Family Jet.
If you say so.
Well, let's go on a track here.
Yay!
Let's go away?
No.
Man, you had no idea what I was going to go with.
It's probably still a no.
Oh, man, you know, I already played your track earlier.
What track is that?
Ready for War.
I don't understand why you keep playing that.
Why not?
I don't know. What are we going to listen to, man? God damn.
Well, I figured since people keep talking about Jesus.
Jesus.
I figured Jesus Christ, homosexual.
Yeah. Christ was gay.
This might be one band out there that we might be able to bring in for an interview, possibly if they still have any connections with fucking Subnorth.
And who is that?
Corporate Avenger.
Yeah, I don't think they're with them anymore, really.
But we still might be get fucking Patrick up on here, aka Adawi.
Is that the singer?
Yeah, one of the vocals.
Or we give it to another where we get Taxman up on here.
Even though he's not really in that.
Used to be.
Ain't that dude like his cousin or some shit?
Well, that plus he was also a part of Corporate Avengers for a while. I don't know when they were, like, when he was a part of them.
My guess is off of the CD that song you just played was off.
Yeah, because his part of them, that he left in, like, 2005.
I just realized that Twisted Paradise page that I have up, man, was made, like, in 2011. At least I'm guessing anyway, because the address on it was 2011 Fuck Facebook Street.
What was the JR group made?
And it has a telephone number for Facebook.
Damn, the fucking JR one was made in 2010.
Yeah, took you long enough to make a page since you became a show in 2008.
Yeah, but I remember back in 2008, I wasn't really a part of Facebook much. I was more on
MySpace than I was Facebook.
Then we came to Facebook, and shit went downhill after that.
Yeah. All the decent artists disappeared. All the people that listened disappeared.
Yes.
Now we have to deal with shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, check out my music. Absolutely terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
What about you?
I mean, Chill's okay.
That's because he was off of my page and I brought him here. You know, I gotta bring some idiots here. You know, like a certain someone we know.
Yeah.
Who's afraid of the police?
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm still trying to figure out why the fuck she's afraid of. Like, it's done. Again. I mean, unless you're going to fucking yell out that you're 19 and high and drinking, they ain't going to do shit to you.
I don't know. The only time I fucking hate seeing cops is when they're driving behind me.
Yeah.
That's it. Other than that, whatever.
Hey, look what's on Stars Black. Or whatever the fuck the BK thing stands for. Gridlock.
Who fucking cares?
With Tupac, man.
So? I didn't know I was supposed to get excited about that movie, though.
Man, I was surprised this movie was still around and existed. I mean, shit, I kind of figured, you know, the minute he died, they just burnt the movie up.
Yeah, right, dude. They're always playing old-ass movies with Tupac in them.
Yeah, true.
What's that other movie that Tupac's in?
And I don't even know. Let's find out. As long as I can spell his name right, because I almost put two packs.
Wow.
Filmography, let's see.
But there's a few movies that he was in. Nothing But Trouble. Well, he wasn't in there. Juice, Poetic Justice, Above the Rim, Bullet, that was Gridlock, gang related.
Yeah, that was about it. No, he's not dead.
Yep.
He's just alive somewhere down in Tennessee.
Tennessee?
Fine, Hawaii.
That'd be better than Tennessee.
Or Japan, one of the two. Just laying low, be like, yep, I'm a Japanese man.
I'm a Japanese man.
Yeah, I got a bone to pick with you.
Oh,
Man, I need to see when this movie's come back on again so that way I can fucking record it. By the way, I'm talking about Army of Darkness. The original. So bring another fucking second one. Don't know why. Like, why couldn't I just leave the old movies alone? You know, like, why do they always gotta fucking redo everything? Fucking evil, fucking evil book. Or Evil Dead, my bad.
Evil what?
Evil Dead.
Evil book? Is that what you're saying?
I'm sure there's a movie out there called, somewhere called Evil Book.
Did you make it?
No. Well, if you type in Evil Book, you get 10 Evil Books of all time. Then you get the most evil books known to nerd kind on geekout.com.
If somebody audio records you without you knowing, can they get in trouble?
Yes.
Why is that person taping you?
Who the fuck's taping me?
Not you, you dumbass. Besides Blog Talk.
Wait, someone, you said someone was taping me.
Not you.
Who's getting taped?
I don't know.
What the fuck are you watching that people are getting taped?
Facebook statuses.
Oh.
What's like this girl that I never talked to find out confessions?
What? I hate that fucking confession bullshit.
That would bother me if I heard that and I was in her place, no doubt.
I didn't ask you if you liked it.
One of the reasons that I had so much emotions
so retarded
was that I heard that she was flirting with him to mentally rape me. If it's not true, then I owe a huge apology. But I felt that.
Will you stop watching that?
I guess. I'll put it on mute.
Why do you want to watch the after show of Rivals?
I don't know. Depends if they only have like 3 people up on that shit.
Man, I'm fucking pissed that they didn't send Paula in against fucking Dio, man. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
They had the perfect opportunity, and they screwed it up.
I screw everything up. What the hell are you talking about?
Fucking bastards.
Yeah, like I said, they screw everything up. What was the first one of the episode? Was that Rumble in the Jungle?
I don't know. I guess. It should say episode one.
Well, for mine it doesn't. It just says Rumble in the Jungle. Yeah, I want to know who was who. Like, you know what the first one was. Yep, Rumble in the Jungle. Which means now I can officially watch all, like, every single one of these.
Yeah, now that the season's over.
Oh, yeah. But since I didn't, you know, see all, since I didn't really see all of them. I figured, why not?
Havoc, why don't you go hit up that girl that wrote a poem for her boyfriend and let her know if it's good or not.
Oh, where the fuck am I?
Maybe she has nice tits.
What group are we talking about?
What group do you think I'm talking about?
Juggalo Taylor, single Juggalos.
I'm going to go with the first one.
Ashley Malenko now.
But that bitch is ugly as all fuck. Fuck out of here.
I don't know if she looks good or not, man. I was just saying. Because you would go look and see if she had nice tits.
That's what I bitch once, and I was like, oh, nightmare, waiting to happen. Yeah, no, that bitch is ugly. Fuck out of here. No. No. No way, the hell would I ever miss that chick besides 220 inboxer. You gotta remember, I'm blocked. So I wouldn't, even if I could, I wouldn't do it anyways.
Aww.
But she's ugly!
Chose me, so I hit the track running like a nosebleed. Life ain't great now, but it's much improved. Your album dropping in summer, that sucks for you, cause this is mama's moment. I put my mother on it, I said my mama, it seems as if I love her, don't it? So buckle up, cause it's gonna get bumpy. I call my girlfriend Bennett and my shit's crumpet. That bubble talk got you open wide. I giggle outside the booth, but ain't no joke inside. This is complicated, at least to y'all it is. Just let me sell 50 million, then I'll call it quits. But until that day, y'all in deep doo-doo. I never once saw you cranking, cause I just sleep through you. What you need to do is just admit you love me. The sound has always been dirty, but now it's getting ugly. Every song I hear, cause y'all been bullshitting, spitting that booty chatter. I hear for 2 days and came with something that truly matters. On goes the saga, a bubble's flight. She won't see tomorrow if I don't cut tonight. That's just my mood now. I hate it came to this. How else can I say it? I don't speak no other languages. I'm fairly ripped now, so this is Jimmy talking. You hear that beat, don't you? That's just Timmy talking. Go ahead, throw them bowls. Fuck it, break a bottle. Ain't it something? What makes it special? This whole moment came from nothing.
Not over yet. But the, I'm going to say next week is the... okay, so this is at the show, okay. Yeah, because I didn't realize this shit ended already. I was kind of...
No, it's not over yet, man. It's still got two more episodes.
Sweet.
Huh?
I said sweet.
Because this episode was a pretty much waste of time.
Oh, yeah. Asking people who they want to see come back and all this shit.
So next week we get to see who wins the jungle that they're in. And then it will be the final.
Well, at least I get to watch the entire thing from the beginning and to the end. How many episodes were there? Like, let's see here. Like, looks like maybe 10 so far. I can fucking see this entire thing. It's a fucking full out shit, which is good. And now it's time for Catfish.
This ain't even a new one.
Nobody. I watch it.
Man, that shit ain't gonna be on for another 2 weeks.
What, Catfish?
Yep.
What the fuck? Like, didn't it just... It's like a whole new season?
Yeah. They already took one fucking break in the middle there. Then they had a few episodes, and this one, they did this one this week. And then they ain't going to come back for another 2 weeks.
That's so retarded.
Yeah, who fucking knows? What I want to know is how they film episodes, and then they talk to them people like 2 months later.
Yeah, don't worry.
Like, when the hell did they film this shit? Like, didn't they just film it like a month ago? Like,
probably.
But that Max dude on here, man, he's a beast.
Wait, which dude, Max? I didn't...
The dude that co-hosts with him, man.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'm still kind of new to this entire show, so, well, that show.
Come on, man, you should at least know the host by now.
I think I would, but, yeah.
The people that host the show are Max and Neve. So, it's real simple.
Well, I'll be upstairs to watch that soon. I'm making my fucking sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, make me a sandwich, you bitch.
But I would love to have someone right here to make my sandwich.
Don't you see that man right there? Violent J, he pretty much crushed a whole bunch of girls' dreams. You know, them girls out there being all manly and shit. He shut them down. He said, I don't like them. I only like them girls looking all girly and shit. I like that girly shit.
Yeah, no, right? Nicole and shit. And the best thing is, he used fucking Lady Gaga as a goddamn fucking example.
I like when the Justin Bieber video came on and Shag's like, it's the Biebs. Making fun of Violent J, that was great.
Man, that was fucking perfect.
Because the last time they watched the Justin Bieber videos, I like it, the Biebs. I love the Biebs. Then they were watching that One Direction video. They're like, what's next? Save us.
Man, I fucking sure as hell whole fucking volunteer was kidding when he said he loved Justin Bieber.
I gotta say, this episode had to have been the best one, though.
Yeah, I had to agree on that one.
It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that Godfrey dude is fucking pretty funny, too.
Yeah, who the fuck is that guy?
I don't even know. This is the first time I've even heard of him.
Apparently he's on True TV.
A cop?
Show,
or what?
Some show on there.
Yeah, I don't really watch True TV, so I wouldn't even know.
Well, I'm saying it popped up during the episode.
Yeah, but there again, I saw that. I don't watch that.
It was funny as hell, though, when he was talking about Tyrese. He's like, man, he's always hungry in movies and shit. Which is true, man. Too Fast, Too Furious. Like, you got any food? We hungry.
Yeah, man, I saw that shit. Like, holy shit.
He acting like he was in Fast and Furious 9.
Salami, Canadian bacon, you know it's just ham.
But you know, man, they were joking about making that remix to that fucking Baby Got Back song, man. I sort of go, if that really happens, that'd be really awkward.
Yeah, it would.
Because you know how they are with songs, man. They'll fucking do it.
That's true. It's damn true.
Talking about Snoop Dogg, like, man, we had him on a song, and I still hate him.
Yeah, I don't even know, but like, what the hell? If you hate him, then why have him on a song? You know what I mean?
Well, they didn't hate him until now.
Yeah, now he's fucking... Now he's not even Snoop Dogg anymore. He's Snoop Lion.
Man, he'll always be Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah, but... I don't know, man. I can't stand the fucking reggae shit that he did.
You're the one that found it and you told me you liked it. What the fuck? Now you hate it.
I never liked it. Some of it's not bad. Some of it's horrible. I mean, you know, he would be better off as being, you know, staying a fucking rapper, not going into fucking reggae. trying to become Bob Marley.
Well, we may as well, I mean. Gotta smoke all that weed and be mellow, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Be happy, don't worry, or whatever, however the fuck say that shit. Don't worry, be happy, whatever the fuck Bob Marley said.
Damn, just dyslexia. That's what happens when you watch too much George Lopez.
I know, huh?
And then you start saying things like that.
And, you know, Rego has the best cheese ever. I never heard of the company until fucking I bought it.
That's usually how you hear about things.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, the flavor's good. I mean, it's fucking chipotle cheddar. Don't get my fucking chipotle fucking peppers into it. Sandwich and I don't know, go find something on TV to watch.
Alright, goodbye.
Peace.